From Roab Central, I'm Eric Tritko.
Also from there, I'm producer Ben Sanders.
Surrounded by a whole bunch of jerk-offs, I'm Stephen J. Ewing.
From deep down in the Dangle State, I'm Jefferson Ross.
From Long Beach, California, I'm Michelle Naranjo.
From high up in my rookery, I'm Colin Bird.
Yeah, I'm Zach Bowman. That's right.
And I'm your host, Craig Cole.
This is Roundabout.
Welcome to Roundabout, episode 64, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Every week, like a historical baked goods preservationist, we delve into the various layers of the past in search of long-forgotten cooking techniques, whole grains, and cohesive zen-like themes. Along the way, we find spectacular stories and news topics that relate to our findings, however convoluted or expired they may be. And whatever's left over, well, we talk about it anyway, because we're passionate about preserving historically significant baked goods and pastries for future generations. That, and turning out an awesome podcast. And awesome intros, because Eric, I wrote that 5 minutes as you were walking in the door.
Oh, see, I thought I swear you were like you're being recycling that, because it sounds like something very similar to one from about a year ago.
I think I did one on similar the historical baked goods, but this is completely different. I wrote it as you walked in the door.
Okay.
So I was like, oh crap, I can't use the one about a child molesting Santa because it's inappropriate. So Ben had me do a new one. So welcome to Roundabout, everyone. Episode number, what the hell is this? Number 64, no less, on our marathon recording session this late Friday evening.
What do you mean? This is a week later, and I really enjoyed Christmas.
I'm sure you did, Ben. I'm sure you did.
It was fun.
So as you can tell from our intros at the top of the show here, we have Mr. Zach Bowman back.
Woo!
Yep. I am back.
He is no less perturbed than he ever used to be.
It's true.
He really
he's the original
misses.
Yeah,
I start off very jovial and happy.
Do you?
And then
I haven't noticed.
And then we take a different path.
You make it seem you make Stephen Ewing seem like he's on Zoloft or something.
I think that's true. I'm that happy bouncing rock.
Exactly,
all the time.
Exactly.
If you've ever met me, you know that I'm just a big ball of happiness and joy.
Yeah, and
well,
colors.
See, you know, I'm already running uphill because I had air travel in my day at the same time, and air travel makes me stabby. So
stabby,
stabby.
I like that adjective, stabby.
So. It does.
Yeah. So we got two auto bloggers. We got the Bowman. We got the Jewing.
Shut
the Jewing.
Hell up.
Even Jay Ewing, right?
Shut the.
Come on, Ewing. Just
hi, Craig.
Thank you.
Thanks for
this
having
the,
me.
This is the part of the show where we reciprocate good tidings.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
We all have a wonderful repartee, can't you
I'm
tell?
I'm sorry, but Christmas is over.
Oh, this is true.
Eric Tritko, Mr. Rumblestrip, how are you?
I am okay.
Do you feel any better or worse from last week's episode?
Well, all I can say is at least I'm not stuck in a 75-degree house.
What?
And huh? Grandmother keeps the house at 75.
Oh, a little toasty for you?
Yeah, considering we normally keep the house about 63, 64.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
Hot blooded there.
68 is the most efficient, by the way.
Is
68
it?
What is I do. The most efficient.
That's too hot, sorry.
Well, oh. Jefferson Ross down in the Dangle State, you probably don't need to use heat.
I had to turn it on once so far.
Shut up. Just shut up.
It smelled like the house was catching on fire, so we turned it off.
Does it just burn tires or something? You live
yeah, you
behind
know,
a
like
bell
the first
tire
time and... you turn on your heat?
Yeah, I get that.
It burns off all the bugs and snakes.
Snakes.
Do you have a garbage incinerator as your furnace?
Yeah. It's a community thing.
Community. You burn the medical waste
it's
from
very
the hospital,
green.
The VA hospital. Michelle Naranjo. You've had a busy day.
Was that actually an introduction for me?
I think that was yeah, you, that, Jeff.
That was it.
Sorry.
I got my socks for
get.
Christmas.
You get what you get and you don't have a fit.
Exactly.
Oh, Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for
waiting
for me. Yeah.
Michelle's sort of the Roab home mom. You know?
Den mother. I
yeah.
Believe.
Anybody want any sandwiches?
Cool. I love one.
I'll just take some Rice Krispie treats and Tang.
I had some of the best Rice Krispie treats today.
I love Tang, too.
I haven't had it in years.
Oh, my God. I love Tang.
I want to be an astronaut.
What about some Sunny D?
Or Yoo-Hoo.
I love Verner's.
I love Yoo-Hoo.
So this is not Foodcast. Michelle, thank you for making it. I know you had a busy day, some trouble with the airport, but that's a story for later.
What the?
What?
What the hell is
someone's phone? It's not me.
And last but certainly not least, we have the Birdman himself joining us again, Colin Bird.
Yo.
Obligatory leaking balloon or something?
We have to do that. It's in his contract.
It's in, yeah. From Chicago, cars.com, the Auto Bird blog, no less.
Yep.
We're glad you could make it.
The man's so busy, he has two Twitter accounts.
Oh, my goodness. And am I forgetting anyone, Ben?
I don't know. Eric, did you get yours? Yeah, I think you did.
Michelle and Eric, they're the ones that usually complain the most. So, our theme this week... We are doing a 2010 year in review. If you remember way back to last year, it's the way back sound. We Eric, Zach, and myself, we each tried to forecast, consult the bones, look in our crystal ball to see what, to predict what was going to happen this year. And now that 2010 is drawing to a close, it is time to go back, take a look back, and see how accurate we actually were. So that's what we're going to do this week.
Fair enough. Yeah. And since Michelle... and Jefferson and Colin and Steven were not there. They're going to – now, some of these things are very straightforward, mm-hmm. whether they got it right or not. Mm-hmm. Other things are, you know, it's
debatable.
Up for debate.
Yeah.
So they'll vote on whether they were
– So they're
going to
be like a tribunal, but four of them.
A quadbunal.
Quadbunal.
Quadbunal is what it is, actually.
Okay.
It's technically, the Latin that's a technical name. Term.
Okay. All right. So if we're squared away, Ben, I believe you have a few of the selected sound bites.
We do. So we're going to play clips from last year's show. I don't want to take anything out of context. These guys own the words. So
So we're going to start with my predictions first.
Yes,
we'll rundown.
We'll go in the order of the show. I just don't want to stretch anything.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, fair enough. Let's get crackulating
to Craig's first prediction.
So my first big prediction is. Chrysler will survive. They're not going anywhere. That's my number one prediction right there.
I will survive for as long as I...
It sort of trailed off from there, trust me.
Well, Ben, you walked all over my quote, but anyway. Sorry.
Chrysler survived!
Ow!
Kind of.
So, Miller, who was right? I think that's a thumbs up there. Pretty darn sure.
Chrysler survived.
And they're kicking butt
right now.
They're doing pretty damn well.
They are maybe doing a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I don't know if
I would say.
I don't
know. They're
butt.
Up for two North American Car of the Year awards or Truck of the Year awards.
Yeah, they've got. That's, as we learned in last week's show, they have the Grand Cherokee and the Durango in Truck of the Year.
Man, that seems like it was yesterday.
God, it does seem like it was
or
yesterday.
Like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So I'm right.
Everybody votes that Craig is correct in
Craig
this one?
Craig is correct.
As much as
I hate agreeing with anything that Craig has to say in life, I believe he was correct in this one.
But you know, it's funny because last year, both Eric and Zach, I seem to remember that they voted me down. What's up with that, Ben?
I don't know. I would gloat if I were you.
Well, who was right? That's right.
Because you
right
get
here.
This sound effect. The Roab level up.
Sweet. So, okay, I dominated on the first prediction. What about our next one?
Here we go. Prediction number two from Craig.
My next prediction is there is going to be a big safety scandal uncovered regarding the Toyota braking systems.
Isn't there already a safety scandal going on with that?
See, I'm right.
No, at that time,
I think
he's right. The scandal
uncover some sort of cover-up that Toyota did, that they knew that this was a problem somehow. And that they didn't do anything to fix it.
They came out afterwards, so I guess you're right.
Did they actually cover it up? They covered
it
up.
Well, they found out that they knew. You remember we all did those reports about how they knew since 2005.
Yeah.
They came out after what Craig said.
I'm not high-fiving yet.
And they tried to carry it on because their chief counsel resigned.
High-five, Craig.
You hear that skin there? That is a lot of skin.
Craig's a regular Nostradamus.
Skin, Craig.
Or should we call him Nostradamus?
So we're going to say that's another one for Craig, because I don't hear any votes no.
Are we keeping score?
Oh, yes, yeah. I'm keeping score.
Although I had more predictions, so that tilts it in my favor. Oh,
that's true.
So I guess, what would I win, a roll out of a hat or something?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so Zach and Eric, you were both...
You got to win.
You were both right, because you voted, you agreed with me. You were both thumbs up, so tip my hat to you guys.
So, yeah, you don't really get to gloat, but...
Next prediction, we could probably just skip. My next prediction is kind of common sense. Hyundai will continue to grow market share in the U.S.
Yep.
This is true.
Actually, I looked it up because I cared that much. It was 4.2 in 2009, and now they have 4.7.
That's nearly a lot of 5%, Colin.
It's almost 5%, yep.
Fancy.
That's
all right,
a whole
so.
Lot of percents, Craig.
Damn it, I'm sitting here live. You could have just had me say it then.
Okay, when I point to you, that's what you say.
All right. All right. Fine. Done.
If I point to you with the middle finger, that means I wish I were dead.
Okay.
If it's the index digit, then...
Then that's it's a whole lot of percents. Right. Okay.
And Zach, both Zach and Eric were in agreement with me. It's pretty obvious because that was such a softball prediction. But very good, guys. Very good.
Good hustle, as Jim Hall would say.
No.
No, he doesn't like that? Okay.
As he cracks a bottle of gin over your head.
Next prediction, Ben. What have we got here? Something about Sweden, our Scandinavian allies.
We'll see.
The Swedish government will swoop in and save Saab and Volvo from the clutches of the Chinese.
Swing and a miss!
Oh.
Wrong!
Rather than a minus.
I will say in Craig's defense that they offered to give him $1 billion, and I think that they're underwriting Saab's, Spyker and Saab, they're underwriting that, the Swedish government and the European bank, so sort of right.
As for Volvo.
They went to the Chinese.
You know, the only thing Geely ever did that was
Geely?
Good was Geely, that's what they call them. They gave out these really ornate tea sets at the auto show a few years ago. Like a 24-piece tea set.
Who wants a tea?
Were the mommy bloggers fighting over those like they were for the Fiat cups?
No, but I bet you can find one on eBay.
I love it.
Well, that is a sound effect,
I
Ben.
Love it.
All right, so I think that's a downer, huh?
And of course, Zach, you were correct. Surprisingly, and Eric, you were right as well. So, good hustle.
Good hustle, everyone.
Next and final prediction from me. The green, environmentally friendly fad that we're seeing right now is going to start fading next year as the economy starts to improve.
Not going to happen.
Well, let's see. There's the Leaf and the Volt that just came out, so
has the economy improved?
Perhaps.
Yeah, let's revisit that in about 4 years when we do actually regain our economy.
Mm-hmm. Actually, well, I mean, why am I always defending Craig? I don't want to do this, but...
Stop. Because he's right.
Stop. I looked up the numbers before I came, and so they're, you know, small car sales are actually down 0.3% this year, and... hybrid cars are only up 8%, which is less than the industry average. So if you're just saying, like, yeah, there's a bunch of new cars, you know, on the auto at the auto shows, but in terms of actual sales, they're not doing too hot.
See,
one thing we talked about last week that I think will replace, because I think our current logic is the smaller we go, the better. I think our future logic in short term might be, let's put a smaller engine with more power, but better fuel economy. Let's start putting those in cars. And I think in that regard, because a lot of automakers are selling those as like the current greenness. Like they're not saying we're going to come out with a hybrid, but I mean like the EcoBoost, like the Kia Optima Turbo we talked about last week. It just seems like a lot of people are going towards fuel economy by turbocharging and small engine. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a small car, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, I discovered a couple of weeks ago and pointed out to Steven, did you know that Avenger comes with an RT that's a four-cylinder?
That is the Avenger? That is the saddest Avenger.
Isn't that silly?
But no, it's not just a four-cylinder. It's the worst goddamn four-cylinder ever.
Yeah, that's well, I don't know if that's worse than the 2-liter in the base Compass.
Does anyone know why it's bad, though? Because isn't it the same as the Hyundai one? Like, what's the difference between it and the Chrysler? Aren't they both the same world engine?
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Why is Hyundai good and...
Because one is marketed by Chrysler, and everyone hates Chrysler.
No, the deal is that one is made it to a four-speed.
Yeah, a what? Four-speed?
One is made it to a four-speed transmission that was, like, carved from pure hate or something.
Is that the one that would explode all the time in Chrysler's history? You have to run the special fluid in?
No, that's the Caravan transmission.
No, but it's the one that I vividly remember, the first Calibra I ever drove.
Or Calibra.
Calibra. Taking it on the highway, and I was just struggling to get it to go 85. Honest to God, struggling.
Well, the speed limit is 70 in Michigan.
Really? I mean, why do you need to go...
Roads are only parable for about 50 miles an hour.
What's your point?
Are we back to prediction number one right now?
Shut up. Like, what's your point?
Michelle, were you saying something?
No, I just said, are we back to prediction number one right now?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about Chrysler again.
Well, shall we just vote on this? Green-friendly fad fading? Yay or nay?
Did it or not?
I'd
say no. You're wrong.
Thumbs down
wrong.
For Jeff? Zach?
Yeah, you missed that one.
Oh, Michelle?
Did you recycle today, Craigie?
I burned things. I don't know. What?
Hopefully it's tires and baby frogs.
All right, so Michelle, if you vote me up and Colin votes me up, we have a tie.
Come on, Michelle. You know what the right thing to do is here.
I know. Yeah, I can't do that.
Oh. Michelle, he's wrong. Let's
even go. Yeah, even though I defended you, Craig, I mean, if it's just, if it was just green, you're wrong. So, sorry.
All right. Fail. Oregon Trail fail. Like I always say, Mary died of typhoid. So
Mary died of typhoid.
So Zachary, you are next on the predictions list. You have a Chrysler prediction as well. Ben, roll that clip.
Number one, Chrysler will suffer. You know, they just don't have anything for 2010. They've got nothing. I see their sales continuing to fall. I really do.
All right, Quadbunal.
Oh, he was so wrong.
Well, no, he said 2010, and they didn't have anything for 2010.
They have the 2010 Grand Cherokee. It's a 2010 model.
It's a 2011.
2011.
Oh. Model year. 2011.
Oh, now, I don't know. Is that the way this works?
Well, keep in mind, the Grand Cherokee came out this year, but...
He didn't say 2010 model year.
It did calendar in 2010. I don't think that Chrysler has sold enough Grand Cherokees to be able to say, you know, we did well this year.
Weren't their sales going up because they rejiggered all of the market or the options?
The sales are going up. I pulled up all the numbers before I did this. Their market share is up. Their double-digit gains over the year.
No, it's true. They're doing well towards the end of the year now that Grand Cherokee sales are starting to ramp up and we've got the new stuff coming out, but... I mean, the first half of the year for them was just abysmal.
If I had a vote, I would vote down, but I don't.
How do we vote? How do we vote, people?
Craig, that's a little cruel. I don't know. I don't like your manipulation.
What?
I was listening on NPR today that you should not manipulate others.
That's very progressive.
That means I got to leave.
Stay away from the park.
So we're going to say that's a down?
That's a down.
All right, Zach, I'm sorry, but in your own words.
Oh, man. Buzz that shit. Yeah.
Next prediction, Ben.
Number two involves Honda's CRZ Sport Hybrid.
Gag me.
It's my prediction that that car is not going to do too well. I think sales are going to be lackluster, thanks largely to the Civic Hybrid and the Insight, not to mention the Prius.
It should be voted down for that alone.
The thing is, you're right, but you're wrong.
the
CRZ isn't not selling because of the Insight or the Civic Hybrid. It's because none of those cars. Because
it's a Pilot.
I still can't. I have to say over and over again, I've driven the CRZ. I like driving it, but I would never, ever buy one.
Yeah,
ever.
If it was 10 grand cheaper, or maybe six,
I might consider it.
That'd be $9,000.
Would you buy the LH? Would you drive the LHT Performance KRZ?
I would totally drive a CRZ
if
it didn't suck. If it didn't have a hybrid engine in it.
If it was competing against like the Hyundai Accent and stuff like that, it would be a great car.
If they called the CRZ the Insight and didn't have the Insight, I think it would make a little more sense.
No, no. Even then, it would not, because it doesn't get the, it doesn't get the fuel economy.
No, it doesn't. But at least it's still this. It's trying to be a sport hybrid.
It's lowered its own expectations.
It's none of those things.
Well, you guys saw that they lowered the price on the inside too, so now it's lower than the CRZ. So
I'm channeling the skit on SNL, the Linda Richman coffee talk. Where, and I'm saying to myself now, the Honda CRZ Sport Hybrid is neither sport nor hybrid. Discuss.
You know, if they lowered the price of that car by 10 grand, I would just buy a used S2000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I would do instead.
You just buy a CRX.
So the only problem is that you still have to pay $5,000 a year in insurance for an S2000.
So what is it, panel?
Who
was
would
Zach
buy
right?
A CRX?
Zach's half right.
Zach's right.
I think.
Thumbs up for Zach.
Thumbs up for Zach.
All right.
Plus 25.
My favorite part about that sound
extra
is
life
that it cuts
then.
Off.
I know.
All right. Final prediction for Zachary.
Zach's final prediction for 2010.
Ford Mustang will gain ground on the Camaro.
Duh.
Well, I have to have a safe one too, Craig. All right, Mr. Hyundai's gonna continue to grow market share.
I really am a nickel.
Duh!
I give two thumbs up for that one.
Yep. Absolutely.
Wait, did it?
No, didn't the Camaro just outsell the Mustang last month?
The Camaro's still outselling it.
Yeah.
I was just impressed
but there's it shouldn't. Honestly, I don't know
what doing over here.
I still cannot understand.
Activist judge.
I cannot understand why the hell the Camaro is outselling the Mustang still. Because I'm sorry, but the Camaro, but compared to the Mustang, sucks.
Well, I think
there are a lot of fat old white guys out there
with mullets.
You know,
as a fat old white guy, I take offense to that.
I second that.
They're not old.
When it comes to cars like that, I really do think it's the diehard people. Oh, Chevy rules. I'm never going to buy anything other than a Chevy.
Well, and at the same time, you've got I'm not buying anything unless there's a Ford badge on it.
Yeah, I know. And maybe there's just more of those Chevy people out there.
No, I think when they when the redesigned Mustang came out, it actually started beating the Camaro in sales. I think they did it for at least a month. So I think it sort of stabilized, you know.
But I think once the Z28, once the convertible come out, it's going to tear into the
God, that Camaro is so – Camaro convertible
Camaro
so
sales
terrible.
Are dropping dramatically, so I don't know. I mean, they were up at 9,000, and now they're at 4,000, so.
Because everybody's realizing, oh, shit, I just bought another F-Buddy. Oh, no.
So was Zachary right?
You know what? Actually, on this one, I'm going to throw a vote in. If the Foreign Press Guild can make a Golden Globe nomination for Best Picture for The Tourist starring Angelina Jolie and get by with it when it was one of the worst poorly made movies of the year, I'm going to say that Zach was right. Just because I hate the Camaro so much.
So you're the French judge in the Olympics.
Al, I'm totally going to agree with Michelle on
that. Oh, my God.
What? Yes.
You're
like kidding me.
I disagree. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down from Colin.
I'm thumbs downing it, but I'm going to give him the half thumbs up, so I'm going to give him the half.
Oh, no! Oh, right over the edge.
It's 2.5
only
to 1.5.
Because of the Skype bitch slap he laid down on you, Craig.
Does that mean you're abstaining then? Like, I don't understand.
No, I'm saying I'm leaning towards the non-tie. I'm disagreeing with what he said, but I'm giving him a little bit extra. So I'm throwing in like 1.5 votes.
Wow. Well,
I thought only Colin was from Chicago. Only he could vote more than once.
Oh. I have several votes. I already win this.
I'm from Florida. We don't know how to vote down here. So,
how's your Chad hanging?
Hey, that's some historical humor or historical humor over there.
Wow,
is it funny?
We're
yet?
Educational. That's
it's
what
funny.
We are. Educational.
It's funny.
All right. Well, can't deny the votes.
Zach is in the lead. He has 2/3. 2 out of 3 predictions were positive. I only had 3 out of 5. You do the math. Eric Tritko, you've been awfully quiet at the end of the table, or the head of the table, depending. Are you prepared for your predictions from last year?
They're coming to take him away.
Bird call?
Colin, you're getting pretty excited.
He's doing his warbler call.
Oh.
I'm sure I'll have to fight one on a technicality.
All right, so we got, what's Eric's first prediction here from last year?
Here we go.
The Ford Motor Company will sell more units than General Motors in 2010.
Where are you feeling, girl?
Wrong.
Yeah, that's a big miss there.
That's a big no. Sorry, Eric.
Yeah.
Ford is the number one brand now, and it was Toyota last year, so you're right on that.
But corporation.
General Motors still has Ford X1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that was an easy one. The dog has to have a say, too.
Tell Matilda.
Dog in my picks.
All right, that's a negative. All right, what's the next prediction? And by the way, I voted that one down. Zach, you gave it a thumbs up. So, you were wrong.
The Leaf will go on sale with an MSRP within $2,000 of the Chevy Volt.
The reason, Leaf?
The Leaf.
You gotta be kidding.
Leaf.
Wait, was that? Okay.
First, I just gotta say it's confusing me what's going on.
I know, because like, they don't sound different than last year. Yeah. Well, Craig's voice has dropped an octave or so.
Your vocal cords haven't aged at all. It's your voices.
That was 2010 Zach saying.
The Leaf? 2009.
2009 Zach, sorry.
Duh.
Duh.
Duh, what are you?
That was 2009, Zach.
Yes.
This podcast is going to be completely unlistenable by the time we're done.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
It's always unlistenable. What are you talking about?
You know what? I'll use my 2011 voice from now on. How's that?
So was he right? Was the Nissan Leaf priced within $2,000 of the Volt?
No. He's off by $7,000. Yeah. Well, $5,000. Okay.
But maybe he was going in 2009 currency rates. We didn't.
And Canadian.
We haven't adjusted for inflation or deflation at this point. So I'm going to have to do some research. So give me 30 minutes, guys.
Well, I'm sure we won't be done by then. So
how you feeling, girl? I think that's a unanimous down then on that.
Yep. All right. Sorry, Eric.
You lose. By default.
And the last.
Eric has dysentery.
Oh, I can see it. Shouldn't have put you in an Aeron chair.
Hey, remember that septic truck we talked about last week?
Was that last week already?
That was last week already.
Someone get Bear on the phone.
Brown Bear said.
Brown Bear.
All right, guys. Eric's final prediction, the final prediction for the show. So let's see how it went.
We're going to get slightly political on this.
Uh-oh.
But it does affect the U.S. car industry. By the end of 2010, we will still not have a national health care bill in the U.S.
Oh, Eric.
Eric.
Well, that's debatable. Do we have a national health care bill, or do we have some complicated legislation that does nothing?
It's being held up in court right now, technically.
Oh, no.
I would like to point out that we played that prediction, and there was this communal moment of silence.
We all thought about our own shitty health care system.
Yeah.
Eric, I love you very, very much. And remember, I did tell Zach one time I thought he was an underachiever. And he still likes me sometimes. But seriously, you used to give people financial advice?
Oh, Michelle, low blow.
I wasn't picking on stocks and investments.
Good, okay, good, good, good.
I meant in this case I wasn't. I used to. And I would say we don't really have a universal healthcare system, and there are 23 states challenging the constitutionality of it. So
to be fair, you didn't say we wouldn't have a universal.
Healthcare system. National healthcare.
No. You said we wouldn't have a healthcare bill, which we did, and it passed. It's just
like
now,
1 week into the year or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. By technicality, Eric, you're wrong.
Pretty quick.
There are some
All right, let's tally up these votes. Eric, you
Hey,
had
I had the best percentage of everyone. I was 3 for 3.
Yeah.
There you go.
So
see,
I win.
Always looking at the bright side.
Always look on the bright side of life.
That's enough. No copyright
infringement. Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's look at the leaderboard here, guys. Let's do a recap. I got 3 out of 5 predictions correct for a 3/5 compromise.
Accuracy by volume, baby. Just keep pulling the trigger.
Zach, you had 2 out of 3. Eric, you
Zach
had
wins.
3 out of 3.
Well, Zach won.
Zach wins.
66-60-0.
But I was 100. But I had 100% batting average.
Looking at it from the other side of the coin.
Exactly.
Yeah. Zachary Bowman.
You have to hit the ball to be considered a hit, though.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I was Brandon Inge up there.
Does this mean that Zach gets to be Toad now?
Oh. Toad yeah. for 2011.
Ben's got to think on his feet.
The coveted Toad Award.
Shovel, to be honest. No, how about this? You have control of Toad, so you can make nobody Toad.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Or just murder him in his sleep.
Smother him with a
eat him. Eat him on a salad.
Mm. All right, so this goes out to Mr. Zach Bowman.
Well, it's the truth.
Very so no good more. Show, guys. We're going to wrap things up early here. This is, again, our year in review for 2010.
This is early?
Yeah. This is a recap. So, great hustle, guys. Really appreciate that. Zach Bowman, we're glad you could make it back, and you're free to go now.
All right. I'm out of here.
From
Lucky
the
you.
Blog.
Early release.
Good behavior, baby. Not what? A single f*** in the show.
Well done, well done, well done.
Well played, sir. Well played.
From the Autoblog, what is happening on the one and only Autoblog? Did he hang up already?
I think
is that
so.
A question?
Zach went.
Oh, my God.
He took you literally.
Oh, well, there you go.
Bye, Zach.
All right.
Goodbye, Zach.
I'm still here.
Oh.
You can't rinse that.
Sorry, you sounded disappointed. Oh, he's still here.
How are you feeling, Ben?
What are you working on, Zach? Anything good for once?
Jesus Christ. Let's see. Next week we'll have the 2011. No, that'll have already ran. At some point, I'll have a 2011 Kia Optima review that should go live here fairly soon.
Before this show does.
Well, if I feel like being bored, I'll check it out.
I posted my Kia Optima review last week, and it got like 35 billion hits on the internet. It was crazy. Yeah, like, it was the most traffic ever.
Now there's a prediction.
Let's circle back on that one next year. How about it?
Well, thank you much, Zach, for joining us. I know we're keeping you here. We'll wrap things up right quick. But thanks
Glad
again.
Glad to have been. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah.
Colin Bird from his rookery. That's rookery.
Yo.
No?
Yo.
Oh. From cars.com, right?
Yeah.
Drop kicking tires.
Yeah, kickingtires.com.
Okay. What are you working on? Numbers, facts, figures, all kinds of fun stuff?
We're doing a minivan affordability index, and we have a what?
driving Audi R8s convertibles in the winter.
Yes, my boss David Thomas was doing that, and
the Wendy's
his review
guy.
Up. And we have a compact crossover shootout with 9 SUVs. We cross compare with a celebrity. And
Chevy celebrity.
I cannot mention the celebrity, but you'll be very surprised.
Matt Farah,
Eurosport.
Well, we're glad you could make it, Colin. You are a valuable asset to the prediction show, and hopefully we can do it for 2011.
Thank you,
Jefferson Ross, Jacksonville, Florida, Autotropolis.
How's it going?
How's
like
it going,
I
girl?
Said,
thanks for joining us.
I'm tired. Thank you for coming and. Plug away.
Like I said, my Optima story got a ton of reviews or a ton of traffic, and now
all
I'll be
negative.
Road test reviewer.
Hey, traffic is traffic.
Yeah, you can't leave a comment on Autotropolis.
And next week I'll be reviewing the a Learjet. So
a G6,
yeah,
perhaps.
That's not a Lear. That's a Gulfstream.
Well, we'll have to check that out, Jeff.
Yeah, things are exciting over here at Autotropolis, the world's largest automotive review website.
Is it?
Yeah, it gained that notoriety after my Optima review. So,
are you actually? I heard you guys obsessively cover.
No, you're confusing that with someone else.
The real biggest site.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, Miss Motormouth, Michelle Naranjo,
Jace,
Joey, Shelly, Jess,
Shelly.
Yes.
Thank you for making it.
Well, thank you for letting me make it.
Well, no, thank the traffic.
Looks like we made it. That's enough, Eric.
So, anything going on? Something?
Well, I'm responsible for Jeff getting all the hits on that.
Well, you're not that responsible.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
You're responsible. Anyway.
No, just open line Monday night, you know, as usual, January 3rd. And
well, very good.
Yeah, I'm getting super psyched to come see you, Craigie.
Oh, I bet you just can't wait.
Yep. Your mom said I could stay with you this time.
Oh, did she? Oh, that's nice of her. Annie approved, huh?
What about Lee? Jask
Leroy. Lee.
He gets the deciding vote.
Yeah, he wears the trousers. Eric Tritko, rumblestrip.net, webridestv.com.
Yep. Yep.
Anything changed from last week, you know?
Well, I've exchanged one flavor of bland, the RX350, for another flavor of beige, which is the Toyota Prius.
Well, Will.
It wouldn't be a roundabout if Eric didn't complain about press cars.
No. Not true.
Well, thank you for making it, Eric. We don't appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Sure do appreciate you.
Yep. Shit.
And with that, we can wrap this show up.
Oh, I don't get to say goodbye?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it wouldn't be a roundabout if Craig didn't forget a plug.
We talked about the
something.
Obsessively cover the auto industry.
Your plug was in Jeff's.
Oh, I
plug.
See.
It was one of those nesting dolls that you get in the Ukraine.
It's a dual. It was
one
a dual.
The other.
It was a dual plug head.
Yes. Yes.
Stephen J. Ewing.
Craig.
Come on, Craig.
Autoblog. You are their press fleet manager.
I am.
What is exciting in your old? What reviews are you working on of late?
I'm working on a whole bunch of stuff.
A whole lot of.
A whole mess of things.
A whole mess of things. That's a lot of percents, Craig. I'm still working on that ML63 AMG review.
You're taking your time
you're
on that.
Writer.
That means now.
You're supposed to say, I wish I were dead.
I wish I were dead.
There you go.
That's okay. There. I wish I were dead. I don't know. I'm gearing up for the Detroit Auto Show, getting all that in line and.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Yeah. Well,
it's a thrill.
Check it out. Get all your Stephen Ewing you can handle at autoblog.com.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we can wrap this show up again. Watch us live every Friday evening. That is Friday as in the last workday of the regular week, starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 3:30 Pacific. Again, every Friday evening. Well, just about every Friday. And I invite you to please leave us a message on our Google Voice line. The number you can reach us at is 1-559-ROAB-411. Again, that is 1-559-762-2411. We would absolutely love to hear from you. We really do enjoy your calls and hearing your feedback and answering your questions. So please give us a shout. Yes, Ben?
Sorry. And I was going to say, by the way, this is a tease for next week. Tune in a week, and you'll get to hear what our predictions are for 2011.
Woo!
You know, so same deal. Everyone's going to predict stuff.
It's thrilling.
But should perhaps some people not predict things so we can have a panel for 2011 to judge them?
Yeah, can I not predict?
A quadrunero?
Michelle doesn't want to predict. Because she didn't put anything in there.
I just want to judge next year.
Well, she's always judging people, Michelle.
You're a judger.
I'm a judger.
So,
is that
yes.
a GTO judge?
Well, I'm going to predict my butt off.
All right, Steven's predicting his butt off. So to
speak.
He's
going to triumph. Just watch you guys.
Yeah, you just you wait.
Just you wait.
Just you wait.
Henry Higgins. Just you wait.
We had a moment, Craig.
We are on Twitter, twitter.com/roundaboutshow. We are also doing the Facebook thing. You can search for us or just type into your web browser, facebook.com/roundaboutshow. You can find our fan page there. And please like us and become friends. We appreciate that. We are also on iTunes. If you never want to miss an action-packed episode, you can subscribe. That's what I do, although I use the Zoom Marketplace because we are also available there.
Craig and four others on the Zoom
that
Marketplace.
Many? You were being generous earlier.
I was.
And with that,
last week.
Thanks to all of you out there listening. Join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Eric.
Just don't cross this line because it's pulled real taut.
Real taut.
It's pulled all taut.
That's what she said.
That is what she said.
Insert predictable sexual and or inappropriate joke. Thank you, Zach.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
I've been listening to all the crap you guys have been saying about me.
Shit.
I don't like what I hear.
Well, Colin,
oh, you like it.
When Zach's on, we don't call it crap, we call it shit.
Okay.
Or better yet, horse.
Mule pucky.
Saddle.
But away we go, guys.
From Roab Central, I'm Eric Tritko.
Why am I second in the list? I'm always last.
Well, not always.
Damn it, Ben.
Nope.
God, for Christ's sake. All right, just Eric, start us from the top.
From high up in my rockery, I'm Colin Bird.
This is like roundabout.
Or something.
You want to have Colin redo his? So you can say rookery?
What the hell is it?
It's a bird.
Rockery.
Double O makes an ooh.
Yep.
Rookery? Okay.
Rookery. They have one of those at the Lincoln Park Zoo, Colin.
What is it?
Or an aviary.
Whoops.
Rookery. Do your line.
Oh. From high up in my rookery, I'm Colin Bird.
Okay.
Welcome to Roundabout, episode 64, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews. All right, I'm going to have to redo that.
How much have you been drinking?
I'm not even drunk.
That's
I swear.
All right, I've only had two, Ossifer.
Okay. Welcome to the f***ing Roundabout.
That's my one.